Hello, everyone. Brother, how important is your willpower? That's the title of my sermonette. Just how much should you do, and what part does God play in overcoming your human nature? What is the role of self-discipline and determination in a Christian's life? This sermonette, brethren, will show you how important your willpower is in overcoming sin. Brethren, I've heard Mr. Armstrong say many times that God will not do for you what you can do for yourself. Brethren, do you really comprehend that statement? Let's examine a biblical example to see this principle illustrated and proved. Now, of himself, Noah had no way of knowing that the world of man was soon to be destroyed by a flood. So God had to reveal this to Noah and instruct him to build an ark in which to escape. But God didn't build the ark, brethren. God could have created an ark just as he prepared a great fish for Jonah. But as Noah could do that for himself, God put him to the test, brethren. Even though God assisted by giving measurements and other advice, Noah, brethren, had to go about the physical tasks. Now, if Noah had not put his heart into building the ark, if he had been sloppy in his work and supervising the entire project, do you think God would have saved him, brethren? Of course. Now, if circumstances beyond Noah's control threatened to destroy the ark, God would certainly have intervened to save it, the ark that is, and Noah. Now, brethren, the experience of Noah illustrates the point. God would not do for you what you can do for yourself. What you cannot do yourself, God will do for you. But your part must be done by you if you would have his assistance. Brethren, not realizing and acting on this basic principle is a reason many in God's church are not as successful in overcoming their human nature as they could be. Waiting for God to overcome their problems for them, they fail to realize what their part is and thus fail to put forth the effort required to overcome. Now, let's look at the role of willpower. What then is your part in overcoming human nature? Just this. You have to put forth the effort, the determination to overcome your human nature. In this, as in every part of the Christian life, you must know and have faith that success is all dependent on God. But you must work and strive at it as if it all depends on you. The effort and self-discipline to do this, brethren, is called willpower. And this ingredient is sadly lacking in today's society and thus also in many of God's people. All too many of us give in to the basic drives of human nature. Why? Because determination, willpower to stop sin, to resist the pull of the flesh is lacking. For example, television takes up far too much time in the average church member's life, while prayer and Bible study are all too often lacking. Why? Because television takes no effort to watch, requires no willpower to view, while prayer and study takes effort and determination to accomplish. It is true, brethren, that you need God's help and strength to overcome problems. But if you lack the self-discipline to diligently seek God's help, you will not receive that help. While willpower is weakened, the Bible warns, brethren, in Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 28. Let's turn there. Proverbs 25 and verse 28. Verse 28 reads, "He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls." Yes, brethren, just as a city without protection will finally fall, so too will the Christian who does not rule over his own spirit or does not have self-discipline. What weakens willpower, brethren? What are the factors that tear down, debilitate our self-determination? There are several factors in society today that have contributed to the weakening of our willpower. We need to recognize these factors, and we need to fight them. The first factor that weakens willpower is laziness. It is normal, brethren, to follow the line of least resistance, to do the easy thing. It is human, brethren, but it is not Christian. Christ warns us against the broad, easy way and commands us to take the narrow, difficult, hard path. Come with me to Matthew chapter 7 and we'll read verse 13. Matthew 7 and verse 13. Verse 13 says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat." Yes, brethren. In other words, human beings tend to seek the avenue of quick success, failing to realize true success comes only through hard effort. You should realize that laziness is inherited, and fight it with lots of determination. Another factor that weakens willpower is society's influence. We live, brethren, in an age where work is commonly shunned and leisure is glorified. Our technology society has provided us with so many modern gadgets that we have lost the pioneering spirit. Modern conveniences have added to our society's character of laziness. You know, brethren, our forefathers had to work hard just to exist. And hard work didn't frighten them. It is a tragic memorial to the 21st century that too many are afraid to work for the different world we live in today. This attitude has fostered varying degrees of weakened willpower in all of us. And we need to fight it, brother. Another factor that weakens willpower is delay of punishment. Come with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and we read verse 11. Verse 11 says, "Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil." Yes, brethren, because God doesn't immediately strike you dead when you sin, your human tendency is to assume or act as if you have gotten away with the crime. And so you fail to see the need to really fight the problem or problems that led you to sin. Actually, brethren, it is not your getting away with it, but God's mercy and his hope you will eventually repent that keeps him from meting out immediate punishment. Brethren, don't misconstrue God's mercy and forbearance. Don't weaken your own willpower, brethren, by thinking you have gotten away with a particular sin. Now that we looked at some factors that weakens willpower, what are some keys to strengthening willpower? The first key to strengthening willpower is a firm, resolute decision to mount a crusade against our problems. A Christian has to determine with a positive attitude that he or she will overcome sin. Rather than saying, I'll try to defeat my weakness, we must affirm, I shall overcome. Another key to strengthening willpower is to build good habits. To get air out of a bottle, you put liquid in. So too with a Christian's life. To destroy the bad habits, you must replace them with good habits. This is overcoming evil with good. We'll find that in Romans chapter 12, verse 21. We won't turn there. Good habits, brethren, you should develop includes regular prayer and Bible study, fasting more often than just on the Day of Atonement, serving other brethren, and generally living a life of outgoing love and concern for the well-being of others. And we've heard Mr. Armstrong say that many times, brethren. A final key to strengthening willpower is to seek God's help. Brethren, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13, we find key to this entire subject of willpower. Come with me there. Philippians 2, verse 12 and 13. In Philippians 2, verse 12 and 13, this is Paul. He's admonishing God's people at Philippi. Verse 12 reads, Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Verse 13, For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Brethren, Paul exhorted God's people at Philippi, work out your own salvation with fear and with trembling. You see, brethren, that's your part. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Brethren, God promises to give you the will, the self-determination, the mental determination you need to receive salvation. If you would ask him for it. Now, in conclusion, go to God and ask for his power and the will to do what you know is right. And remember, brethren, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.